T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stan Verrett, ESPN anchor, and rabid, and I've already used this word once, so I'll say it again, unabashedly loyal Saints fan. Stan, I got to tell you, first of all, thank you for being with us. Early on, when
always a pleasure, guys.
Thank you. When early on, when I got the job that I've got here as the voice of the Saints, I was contacted or kind of reached out to by a couple of local media members that were asking me, you know, are you gonna be a real journalist and you know take you know kind of like are you gonna be honest or are you gonna you know be a homer kind of. And I was like, no, I'm a Saints fan, so I'm going to be a homer, and that's what it is. And I like the Stan has proven to me that it can be done.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. We're all from somewhere, right? And I'm from New Orleans. I was from New Orleans before I got to ESPN. I'm going to be from New Orleans after I'm gone from ESPN. So, you know, I mean, not that we've ever really had a conversation about it, but, you know, we have some leeway in terms of, you know, expressing who we are as sports fans. I mean, my being a Saints fan is how I chose my career. You know, once I realized that I didn't have the kind of talent that it was going to take to play football at a high level, and I said, okay, well, how can I be around it? Because it was what I've always loved. And so, you know, my gifts were writing and speaking. And so that's the way that I've chosen to express it. But, you know, I mean, it's a part of who I am. I mean, I grew up going to the Superdome every Sunday since I was 12 years old. And so it's just a part of who I am. And if I'm going to be who I am on the air, then that's part of it.
Stan, don't change, man. I love it. It's awesome. You know, and listen, so as a Saints fan, and I think this is always the greatest thing about this run right now to me, and I just I don't know how the entire city is going to handle it, but the chance and the possibility of the New Orleans Saints traveling to Atlanta to the brand new shiny Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, taking over the Falcons practice facility for this game. I mean, is it just like, could it possibly get any better than that to you?
That would be outside of the Saints winning the Super Bowl at the Superdome. That is the absolute best place it could happen. I saw a Falcons fan on Twitter, and I mean, they are so nervous. He said, if this actually happens, we got to tear it down, burn it down, and just start all over again with a new stadium because we can never go back in there.
Stan, how do you see this game playing out as far as the matchups are concerned?
You know, I got to tell you, my friends always tease me because I'm always worried before the Saints game. Like, I was worried before the Philly game. I was worried before the second Atlanta game. You know, I'm always worried, and I'm worried again. So maybe that's a good sign. But you know, that's a really talented team the Rams have. And you know, I would say if you look at it position by position, I would say the Rams probably have more talent than the Saints. Now that doesn't mean they're a better team. It means that they have more talent. So the challenge, I think, for the coaching staff for the Saints is to make sure that they put the guys in the best possible positions to win. I mean, job number one, I think, when they're on defense is trying to limit the run game as much as possible. I mean, Ty Gurley can beat you. I don't know if Jared Goff can beat you. The combination of Gurley and C.J. Anderson together can beat you. I don't know if Jared Goff can beat you. Jared Goff has a whole lot more variables that he has to deal with than those two running backs. So I think they gotta get in. They gotta stop the run. Commit to stopping the run first, and then you know the secondary's got to step up, and they've been doing that. I mean that last three quarters of football they played against the Eagles, that game was hanging in the balance before Marshon Lattimore makes that interception, and when he makes that pick, it turned everything around. So I hope that they can pick up where they left off, and play with the confidence and swagger that they've developed over the last part of the season, particularly since Eli Apple joined the team.
What
What's the vibe been like in L.A. with this Rams team and, you know, with them having one game away from possibly going to the Super Bowl? Or is everybody still talking about LeBron and the Lakers out there?
This is a Lakers and Dodgers town. I mean, anybody from L.A. will tell you that. I mean, there are a lot of old school Rams fans who still remember the Rams from their previous incarnation here. And, you know, they're excited about it. And, you know, look, people love a winner. And so they have that going for them, but it's not like I saw on Twitter today, the folks out, I believe it was at One Shell Square or somewhere in the CBD, and there's hundreds, maybe thousands of people there. I mean, there's nothing like that happening here. I mean, it's, you know, there are fans, but there's you know, LA is such a big city. It's so spread out and, you know, and the Rams just got back. So they have a fan base, but it's nothing like it is there in New Orleans. I mean, it's nothing like that.
Stan, last question for you, man. It kind of came out today. I think one of the ticket sites kind of released it that they're expecting 87% of the stadium this week to be Saints fans. And obviously, as you talk about, there are some diehard Rams fans. But last week they estimated that at 75% against the Philadelphia Eagles, with a quarter of that stadium coming in being Philadelphia fans. And it's something I haven't heard a lot of people talk about, but as loud as it was last week, and it was loud, I mean, there was a point where I think that the press box was shaking.
Yeah.
And I mean, I felt that, and I didn't say anything, but I was like, it's shaking for some reason. To add an additional 9,000 Saints fans to the crowd, Rams players have said there was no effect last time. Do you think the Saints fans have an effect this time?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, you know, they got Sean Payton coaching them up now too.
yes, we have been.
When to be loud. You know, I was doing a story on this last night. I had a lead into this piece that we did on golf. And I was talking about the crowd noise, and I had to look it up. But apparently last week it got up to 128 decibels. And I went online, like, okay, well, let me get some comparison. They said 125 decibels is when it becomes painful, when right. noise becomes painful. So it was some of those third downs in the fourth quarter when the Eagles had third downs. I mean, it was deafening. I was there. It was deafening in there. And I don't expect it to be anything. If anything, it's going to be louder. I mean, you know, I remember I got a list of the loudest that I've ever heard the Superdome. And the Gleason block punt is up there.
Yep.
That move when Deuce made that move on Jeremiah Trotter in 2006 mm-hmm. to get to the NFC Championship game, it got loud then too. Jeremiah Trotter's still looking for you, Deuce. He's still trying to find out where you went.
That's a negative.
and then when Hartley made the kick, of course that was loud. And it was one of those third downs, or maybe it was a fourth down against the Eagles. I was like, man, this is on the list.
No, absolutely. It's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be an incredible environment, not only in the Superdome, but in the entire city of New Orleans this week. So we're looking forward to it. This is Stan Verrett. You can follow him at Stan Verrett, ESPN anchor. Stan, thank you so much for the time coming on with us, man.
I can't wait. My plane touches down 5:00 tomorrow afternoon. I can't wait.
Love it, man.
Appreciate it, Stan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.